We're MFO.
Like a chip.
late one Sunday evening through Bakersfield, California, listening to gospel music on the colored radio station. I heard the preacher say, you know, you always have the Lord by your side. And I was so pleased to be informed of this. I ran 20 red lights in his honor. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, 91.5 WMFO in Medford.
You know, I had an arrangement to meet a girl. Well, I was kind of late. And I thought by the time I got there, she'd be off with the nearest truck driver she could find. But when I got there, there she was, much to my surprise, sitting in the corner, a little bit worse for wear and tear, was the girl with the faraway eyes. So if you're down on your luck and you can't harmonize, get a girl with the faraway eyes. You're downright disgusted, and life ain't worth a dime. Get a girl with a faraway eye. Get a girl with a faraway eye. Thank you. Thanks, crackerheads.
Crackerheads.
That's funny. Mick Jagger just called us crackerheads. 91.5 WMFO in Medford, where you can hear your favorite crackerheads. I like cracker. Maybe we'll have to play cracker in a little bit. Who is that going out to, anyways?
The latest star... that one was for Ricky, I think. You have my page.
Yeah, you're right. That's Ricky. Ricky. And what else did we have in there? We had Kinks for Cal, Stop Calling Me Frank, State of the Union, Stones, Faraway Eyes. And yeah, we are 91.5 WMFO in Medford. If you have a request, some kind of deep cut, a lost classic, maybe a live, maybe something local that we might want to rock out to, the number is 855-915-9636. I'm Brian. Right over there is Marie Michelle. Tom wanted to hear last time around the Dell Vets.
And it was his birthday this week, so.
Happy birthday, Tom. You get your wish.
This is the last time around for me, oh yeah. Oh, back, live and in stereo from the Ultrasonic Recording Studios. And tonight, Mr. Lou Reed is with us. If you want to get out and see the band, Alice Tully Hall, January 27th, in a rather rare New York appearance. You're back in New York, though, right? You spent a long time in the city.
Yeah, we spent a long time in Europe. We were in and around London, Scotland, places like that for a while.
Have you officially moved to England?
Oh, no. We just went over there because we hadn't seen it.
So New York is still a city of record.
New York is a home base.
The album was recorded in London.
Yeah, the album was recorded. Real great studio named Trident.
Trident. And David Bowie produced?
David and Mick Ronson. Mustn't forget Mick.
Mustn't. How'd you like working with...
It'd be naughty. That's what they say in England. When you say something, they say, no, that's naughty.
They don't say that in New York.
No, man, they'd punch you out if you did.
I don't know. How'd you like working with David?
I loved working with David. David's terrific empathy.
How do you account for the fact that...
Not that way.
How do you account for, during his performance at Carnegie, he dedicated what seemed like an entire half hour to Lou Reed and did a couple of Lou Reed tunes?
I guess he likes them.
Yeah. After all these years, suddenly for the energy to start coming back again.
Interesting, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah.
I guess it must have been there all along.
Yeah, I should think so, you know.
Where's Dougie Ewell?
Dead, I hope.
Whoa! I went to high school with Dougie Ewell. You can't say that.
Well, I can say it, but I didn't mean it.
You worked together on the Loaded album.
We worked on the Loaded album.
And that was the final venture.
That was it.
That was the end of it.
That was the end.
The end of your proverbial era, as it were.
Well, the end of that era. Era?
Era. Is it an error to call it an era?
Or is it an error to call it an error?
It's an ear.
An ear. Corn?
It's an error.
It's an error.
Do you think we'll ever see the Velvet Underground together again, performing, playing?
Which permutation of it?
Anyone.
All right.
Well, there's a version of the Velvet Underground that's in London right now that's... got the original drummer and has Doug Ewell and two other people in it.
Oh, so Doug is working. He's not dead.
No, he's not dead. He's not dead.
I see. How about Lou Reed in the Velvet Underground?
No chance of that.
And what about the Thunder Thighs?
Oh, if I had him here.
These are not the Thunder Thighs.
No, these are not. He thought he was the Thunder Thigh, then I had to tell him he wasn't. He got very depressed.
Why don't you tell me who is here playing with you tonight?
Oh, we have Bobby Rossinio, Vinnie Laporta, Ennie Reynolds, and Scott Clark.
Okay, well, talking about New York City, and the Velvet Underground certainly epitomized, I think, what New York City was to a lot of people for a long time, at least during...
Most of whom are now in jail.
Or dead.
Or dead.
Good to hear that you are still a member of this insanity. Why don't we go back and do something from the old days, from Velvet Underground, New York, 1963, 4?
No. About circa, I guess, do you know the story about how I wrote this song?
Please tell me.
I was working for a record company as a songwriter where they'd lock me in a room and they'd say, write 10 surfing songs, you know. And I wrote Heroin, and I said, hey, I got something for you, you know. And they said, never happen, never happen. So that's what we'll lead our set off with.
Okay, thank you. Lou Reed, Tuesday Night Concert, WLIR-FM.
Hello.
Yes, it still exists. Now, in the original days, not only was it banned, but they wouldn't take advertisements for our album because of it. Now here we are doing it over the radio. Very funny. Okay, here we go. This is the rock version. It's called Heroin. Just where I'm going, but I'm going to try for the kingdom if I can, 'cause it makes me feel like I'm a man. When I put a spike into my vein, then I tell you things aren't quite the same. When I'm rushing on my run, and I feel just like Jesus' son, I just don't know, and I guess that I just don't know. Blood begins to flow when it shoots up the dropper's neck. When I'm closing in on death, pretty talk, you can all go take a walk, and I guess I just don't know, and I guess that I just don't know. To be done, a junkie's dream, haha. Ago, I wish that I'd sail the darkened seas on a great big clipper ship, going from this land here to that. I put on a sailor's suit and a cap. We'll be right back.
big city where a man cannot be free of all of the evil in this town and of himself and those around. Oh, and I guess I just don't know. Oh, and I guess that I just don't know. It's my life because a main to my vein leads to a center in my head, and then I'm better off than dead.
How's the knee?
It's coming along, doctor, but still some soreness.
Well, let's see. You know, this soon after surgery, some pain is pretty normal.
I was hoping to get more painkillers. The first round worked great.
We're being very careful with those now. Prescription painkillers are opioids, same as heroin. It's easy to start taking them, not so easy to stop.
Last year in America, an average of 40 people died from opioid abuse every day. Long-term addiction has become America's newest health epidemic.
So no pills?
Vicky, you're doing great. So let's try these anti-inflammatories, plus your physical therapy. If the soreness doesn't continue to get better, give me a call.
For opioids, the smaller the dose prescribed and taken, the better. Because even a few prescription painkillers can sometimes go a long, wrong way. A message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and the Orthopedic Trauma Association. Visit orthoinfo.org/prescription safety.
Hey, man!
91.5 WMFO in Medford. Long block there, and not because of music, but added interview just on a whim. Sometimes that happens with this show, you know? It's a crash course for the Reavers, and we started that off with the Del Vets for Tom. Happy birthday, Tom. Last time around. And then the Velvet Underground with Head Held High. And then I just went, what the heck? Lou Reed's a very entertaining interview. Let's hear some.
Yeah.
So, yes. Interview with Lou Reed there and into his heroin song.
What was the title of that? The interview?
Heroin.
No, the interview itself? I know.
It's from the American Poet album.
Okay.
And I figured I'd play a little Mick Ronson since he said that he produced his album. He spoke of Mick Ronson within that.
Yes, I know.
So that was Hey Grandma there from Mick Ronson's Showtime. And you know what time it is?
I have no idea what time it is.
Just sit right back and throw me your bones. It's time for us to hear some Ramones.
All right.
You can tell I'm just making that up as I go, can't you?
It reminded me of that song Roll the Bones by by Rush. But
yes.
Go ahead. We're going into Ramones.
Yes, when Rush got horrible. Yes, it's the Ramones block. We give you one every week, and if you can think of a Ramones song within the next few minutes, 855-915-9636, and I may include it. And Marie, you wanted to hear this one. Carbona? How do you say that?
Carbona, not glue.
Carbona, not glue.
About sniffing things.
Aha!
A huffing.
I heard they like to do that.
They like to sing about it. Who knows what they did?
Are they
Who
used
knows
to?
What they those maybe, guys
maybe
did?
They used it.
Probably.
I want it. rockstar walking down the street. He's a dining out to all of the fear. And then he knew it was the end of her. It was the end of
Ramones block. Are we the only ones who do that?
I don't know.
A Ramones block every week. The mighty, mighty Ramones block.
Yes, we're the only ones.
That's what I'm calling it from now on. The mighty, mighty Ramones block.
You like a picture that Ricky Trottier put up on the crowd.
Trottier. What did he do?
He put up this picture. It's like a Ramones block. It's cartoons with all the players.
I will look at it. I will look very soon. We're 91.5 WMFO in Medford, and where you can catch a Ramones block every week, sometime between 1 and 4. That's what's so exciting. You just don't know. Hey, I have a band produced by our friend Ray Paul. They're called The Turn Back. And they're really cool.
Okay.
And here they are on MFO. Hey, you have a request? 855-915-9636.
Throw me in a crowd, I am invisible. Keep landing in disguise, dark and predictable. Here I am.